You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, a very good morning to Crystal Alderson as we catch up with stories dominating headlines on the rest of the continent. Crystal, very good morning to you. Let's start with the Central African Republic's peace deal. They're saying their armed militia are accusing the government of not holding their end of the bargain.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So, of course, this was one of the big peace agreements signed this year. A new inclusive government was formed in Central African Republic. And, of course, the ministries were given to different armed groups. But, of course, the government ensured that they still have defense, finance, justice, and foreign ministries. And, of course, this is not the first time that a peace agreement has been signed. We've had 8 in the past. And, of course, bringing together 14 armed groups will always be a bit of a challenge. So now one of the armed groups says that government is failing to honor the agreement, for instance, by giving the key portfolios to themselves, and they will not partake in what they call the government charade. So they say, it's really in bad faith, and they called it incompetent. Now, of course, in terms of the peace agreement, signing is one thing, and we all clap hands and we're all happy, but it's actually the implementation. So, for instance, who's going to be responsible for the running of the government, for armed groups, and the reintegration of former, former rebels, security arrangement, repatriation of people from different countries. And one of the sticking points, of course, was also that general amnesty was not granted, and this remains a major issue for some of the armed groups. But of course, citizens also want accountability for the atrocities, because we saw widespread killing and, of course, displacement of people. So everyone is holding, and of course, there's a lot of pressure on the African Union, especially, to hold this peace agreement together, Bongani.
All right, now talk to me about Rwanda. They are deploying the army along the border with Uganda. Is this something we should be concerned about?
In fact, it is, because tensions have been escalating between the two, which historically have had very strange relations. So Rwanda has deployed their army to the border area. Now, going back to 2000, Bongani, Rwanda and Uganda, of course, fought a very deadly battle, but not, on their own soil. It was actually on foreign soil, and that was in Kisangani in the DRC in 2000, and casualties were quite high. So after that, the relationship between especially Paul Kagame and Yoweri Museveni was always tense, but now we see Rwanda has blocked Ugandan trucks and buses from crossing in and out of Rwanda. Of course, the initial response from Rwanda was that, oh no, they're upgrading the border, but we now see the foreign ministry has backtracked and tweeted that Rwandans are advised not to travel to Uganda due to ongoing harassment, arrests and torture. They've also blocked Rwandans from crossing to the country, and there's actually no Rwandan that has flown out to Uganda from the airport. So what is behind this? Some argue that it's Kagame and Museveni that has to sort it out. Rwanda, of course, accuses Museveni of supporting organizations that seek to destabilize the country. And that's at the heart of it. And I think Uganda, being the bigger brother, is at the moment ignoring Rwanda. But I think it's something that should not be ignored.
Well, I mean, of course, the concern there is that you've got two strong men who've both been at the helm, in terms of power in their countries for a very, very long time. I mean, what, Museveni has been there since 1986. Kagame has been there since 1994, since the end of that situation in Rwanda. So it is a concerning development in terms of stability in that part of the continent. We'd certainly keep an eye on that one, Crystal. You'll keep us updated on that story. That's this morning's Africa Report.